Good morning, church.
教会早上好。
I pray that God's protection and blessing has been on your life.
我祷告了上帝的恩宠，还有
that you're ready for greater things.
你要准备好迎接伟大的事情。
One of the things we are missing out is having time in church.
其中我们失去的就是在教会聚会的日子。
The church is church unusual.
教会是不寻常的教会。
Firstly, the church is His body and base of operation.
首先呢，教会是基督的肢体，还有他行动的基地。
The church is God's vehicle to preach and advance God's kingdom here on earth.
教会呢是神的肢体，来使得扩展神的国度。
It's the only legal entity of heaven authorized to present the kingdom.
那是唯一的合法的代表神的国度在这地上。
In fact, this body is His habitation.
这个身体呢是神的圣殿。
And the church will become the exact representation of the Lord Jesus Christ.
教会呢是真正的要代表主耶稣基督。
No person or personality can replace her.
没有人能够取代她。
Her place is secure.
她的地位呢是受到保障的。
Her function is clear.
她的操作是很清楚的。
The purpose is undivided.
她的目的呢是不能够分裂的。
No denomination can claim to fulfill her mandate.
没有任何宗派呢，他们可以呢说他们已经完成了使命。
They can at the most be a religious institution.
他们最多呢可能作为宗教的团体。
But the church unusual.
但是呢不寻常的教会。
I say the church unusual.
我说这不寻常的教会。
Has great capacity.
有个更伟大的。
We're not doing business as usual.
我们不是做寻常的事情。
Here on this earth.
在这个地上。
The church is not earthly.
教会呢不是属地上的。
It's beyond Judaism.
乃是超过犹太教
Beyond Christianity,
超过基督教
Beyond the Dark Ages,
超过黑暗的时代
Beyond Paganism,
超过了这外邦人的
we cannot search out its origin on earth,
在地上呢是找不到了
Because it was birthed in the heart of God,
而是从神心中诞生出来的
And shared with, to the hearts of men,
然后他跟人来分享
This is church unusual,
这就是不寻常的教会
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven,
你的国度降临，你的旨意行在地上
Soon we will see the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
不久我们看到新的耶路撒冷从天上降临。
The church is also a church extraordinary.
教会呢也是超自然的教会。
We are positioned in stature.
我们有着属灵的地位。
We're not in the same class as institutional religion.
我们不像那些宗教团体。
Or an organized religious system.
或者是宗教的制度。
The church is extraordinary company of the redeemed.
教会就是不寻常的团体，是被神所。
And blessed people.
救赎的，要来祝福别人的。
The church extraordinary is built differently and dynamically.
超自然教会呢是不寻常的。
This is church with a difference.
这是不寻常的教会，不同的教会。
Thirdly, the church is on the move.
这教会要在行动着。
We're not running on the spot.
我们不是乱奔跑。
Doing the same thing.
或者是在同一个地步奔跑。
Hoping to produce different results.
做同样的事情，希望有不同的效果。
It does not mean it has not moved on since the beginning.
这不代表教会从起初开始没有向前进。
There are fresh moves of the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵新的运行。
They blow upon the church.
吹到教会。
Times of refreshing.
就是更新的时刻。
So this church is the church on the move.
所以这教会是行动的教会。
The church.
教会。
Is for heavenly invasion.
乃是为了来迎接天堂的进入。
We got to make the church like a portal.
我们要把教会形成一个管道。
So that heaven can respond to it.
直到呢天堂可以回应它。
Jacob went and lie down in a certain place.
雅各去一个地方躺卧在那里。
He picked up a stone and put it as a pillow for his head.
他拿起一块石头呢，把它当作枕头。
That night, God gave him a dream.
那个晚上，神给他一个梦。
The heavens were open above him.
在他上面的天堂被打开了。
And God spoke to him.
神就对他说。
And opened the heavens over his life.
在他生命呢，打开他那个天堂。
And supernatural things happened.
然后超自然的事情就发生了。
He has changed from Jacob to Israel.
他的名字呢，从雅各变成以色列。
Heaven can invade the church anytime.
这个天堂可以任何时刻侵入教会。
God can slip into a new address.
神可以改变他的地址。
But it's the same house as it is in heaven.
但是他是同样的，跟在天上一
样的。The church is for extending the kingdom.
这个教会来扩展神的国度。
The church is built not just to meet the needs of man.
教会不是单单要满足人的需要。
But to become the Father's house.
而是成为了天父的家。
And Jesus was clear in his perception and his purpose.
耶稣就很清楚的知道。
The church is not just an assembly of people who do nothing.
教会呢不是聚集在一个什么事都不做的人。
Or leaders of no followers.
或者是有领袖没有跟随者。
Or those who do not have any followers at all.
或者是没有任何的跟随者的人。
The church is extending his kingdom.
教会就是要扩展神的国度。
Number six, the church is impacting the world.
第六点呢, 教会要来改变世界, 影响世界,
when the church comes into full stature,
当教会来到它完全的地位的时候,
her words and her ways
就是在它的方式, 还有它的道路,
will reveal the strong scepter that is in Zion.
就它要彰显呢, 是锡安的权杖,
Christ is not only having the crown, he also has the scepter.
基督不单有他的冠冕, 他也是他的权杖,
the crown is positional.
这个冠冕呢, 就代表他的地位,
the scepter is functional.
权杖代表他的运作方式,
so the church impacts the world.
所以教会要来影响世界,
because the Lord is ruling from within Zion.
因为我们主呢, 从西安在掌权, 作王,
the Lord said, stretch forth your hand.
主说呢, 你要伸出你的手,
and rule in the midst of your enemies.
在你的敌人当中统治,
so the church is like the master who built it.
所以呢, 这教会就好像这个建筑师这样, 建造的,
and please remember, we are not building walls,
我们不是建造城墙,
but bridges to touch every heart and every man.
但是我们建造桥梁, 触摸每一个人的心,
that the hearts of families will change.
所以要他们的家庭心会改变,
because Jesus came to save you and your household.
因为耶稣来是要拯救你的家, 还有你自己。
And number seven, the church is all of all nations.
第七点讲到的, 教会是给万国的,
it's not localized,
不是给本地而已,
not culturized,
也不是给一个文化,
not even mesmerized by the magicians of Egypt.
也不是能够被呢, 埃及的魔术师所玩弄的,
the church is a wonderful place,
教会是个奇妙的地方,
for all nation, tribe and kindreds to be blessed.
万国万族都要因为教会得到祝福,
they all from the smallest to the greatest were giving attention to Simon, saying this man is a great power of God.
从最小的到最大的呢, 他们都来注意这个西门, 说这个人是带有能力的人, 从神来的,
the church truly is a melting pot of many cultures.
所以呢, 教会就好像个大熔炉, 给各种不同文化,
it is the home of God,
乃是神的家,
a corporate hope for all of us,
就是我们团体的盼望,
a beacon of light in bringing national transformation,
就是一个灯塔, 带来万国的改变,
and it's no secret that God can do for others what he can do for others, he can do for you.
神能够为别人而做, 也可能够为你而做,
the church is a church
教会就是呢,
of all nations,
万国的教会,
every tribe and kindred will fall in this measure.
万国跟万族呢, 都来跪拜,
nations are standing in the valley of decision.
万国站在那山谷里面,
and God,
要做决定,
God wants to bring us to our focus back to the church.
神要我们的专注呢, 转回教会,
there is only one thing he is building.
只有一件事情神正在建造的,
he's building the church.
就是他要建造教会.
One thing that he's building on a very consistent basis right across, we can see how he raises up leaders and send the Holy Spirit to move afresh in our lives.
神在持续不断地建立教会, 他差遣他圣灵呢,
I want you to remember,
我让你记得,
Jesus said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not overpower it.
耶稣说我要建立我的教会呢,
so if you define and understand what the church is all about, then you know what your contribution ought to be.
如果你明白教会是什么,
the church is a house of God,
教会就是神的家,
his dwelling place,
他所居住的地方,
but your place of safety,
就是你的安全的地方,
is your storehouse,
就是你的仓库,
the more you know the God of the house,
你更加认识这位家中的神,
the more you will honor the house of God,
你更加尊荣这个神的家,
because we do not know,
因为我们不知道,
the church is built with such capacity,
教会就是被这样的建造,
with great capacity,
有很大的容量,
to receive even a double portion of the Spirit.
来领受了神双倍的灵,
Jesus is the only one who could receive the Spirit without measure.
耶稣是唯一一个可以领受无可衡量的圣灵的,
but you must remember,
但是你要记得,
he went into the temple and cleansed the temple the first,
他去到圣殿了去洁净圣殿,
in the beginning of his ministry,
当他的事工开始的时候,
and the same temple had second cleansing,
然后同一个圣殿呢, 他洁净了两次,
where the Spirit of God,
神的灵在那里,
used him,
神的灵在利,
to cleanse the same temple again,
同一再一次洁净同样的圣殿,
but there's always purpose in what he does.
但是耶稣所做的都有他的目的,
the Bible is very, very clear.
圣经很清楚地告诉我们,
have you read 1 Samuel?
我们还没有读,
have you read Samuel?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. All right, where are we going now?
我们要去哪里了?
God is good to us.
所以神对我们是好的。
I say the church that he cleansed twice, the temple in Jerusalem was cleansed twice.
这耶路撒冷圣殿被神洁净两次。
Let's look at the first cleansing in John chapter 2, verse 14 to 17.
让我们看的第一个洁净呢, 就是约翰福音的第二章, 14到17节。
John chapter 2,
约翰福音的第二章,
I trust that your understanding of what is church will become clearer and clearer.
我相信你们会更加清楚什么是教会。
Don't call every gathering a church.
不要叫每一个聚会都称为教会。
In John chapter 2,
在约翰福音的第二章
verse 14 to 17
第14到第17节。
I believe that when our eyes are open,
我相信我们眼目被打开之后
and our ears can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying,
我们可以耳朵可以听到圣灵所说的
to all the churches,
对所有的教会
then you'll be blessed,
你就会得到祝福
you'll be clear in your mind,
你的思想会很清楚
Jesus went to Jerusalem,
耶稣去到耶路撒冷
and he found in the temple those who were selling oxen, sheep, doves, and money changers sitting at their table.
看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的并有兑换银钱的人坐在哪里
He made a scourge of cords, drove them all out of the temple with sheep and with oxen, and he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned the table.
耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出店去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。
And to those who were selling the doves, he said, "Take these things away. Stop making my father's house a place of business."
第六节又对卖鸽子的说：“把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。”
Men are always trying to hijack the church.
人们不断的要来欺切教会。
Men are always trying to hijack the power source.
人们不断要欺切这个能力的来源。
But the Bible says that you cannot destroy my father's house.
但是圣经告诉我们，你不能够毁灭我父的家。
You must not contaminate my father's house.
你不可以污染我父的家。
In my father's house, there are many mansions.
在我父的家呢，有很多房子。
If you were not so, I would not have told you.
如果不这样的话，我不会告诉你们。
But when Jesus proclaimed that to us,
但是耶稣向我们解释的时候呢
you realize.
他发觉到了
that God is building the church,
神在建立他的教会
is using the materials of Christ's life and spirit and dimensions that he has.
他就使用这个材料就是讲到耶稣的层属灵的层面
This was the first cleansing.
这是第一个洁净圣殿
and after the first cleansing he said, "My, the zeal for your house has consumed me."
第二洁净之后呢他说我对你的殿很火热
There were promises of a church rising in the power of the Holy Ghost.
就是呢应许教会呢能够借着圣灵的大能兴起来
I want you to know in Mark 11,
我也知道在马可福音的十一章
is the second cleansing.
这是第二次的洁净
Mark 11,
马可福音的十一章
verse 15 to 17.
第15到17节
Mark 11,
马可福音十一章
11:15. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, overturned their tables of the money changers and the seat of those who were selling doves.
他们来到耶路撒冷，耶稣进入圣殿，赶出店里做买卖的人，推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，也不许人拿着器具从店里经过。
The Bible says he will not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple.
圣经讲到他不允许人家拿着器具从店里经过买卖的器具。
And then he began to teach them.
然后耶稣就开始教训他们说
saying to them,
告诉他们
Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations?
经上不是记着说我的殿必成为万国祷告的殿吗
But you have made it a den of robbers.
你们倒使它成为贼窝了。
It's clear that there is a higher purpose for the church.
所以呢，教会的目的是很清楚的。
So this morning, let me introduce to you the second coming of the church.
就今天早上，让我告诉你们呢，这是教会的第二次来临。
The church will reshape, redesign, restructure in the days to come, so that true reformation, restoration, and transformation will take place in the nation.
教会要重新被改变、被建造的时候，在往后的日子呢，真正的转型能够发生。
The fundamental difference is that Christians are born again.
基础的就是呢。基督徒重生
filled with the Holy Ghost,
被圣灵所充满
and empowered by the inner strength,
然后被里面灵里的大力呢所加强
and the life of God, the life of Christ, the Zoe life is going to manifest faster and quicker.
然后基督的生命呢这 Zoe 的生命会不断的被彰显出来
so God is interested in looking at the house, your perception of the house.
所以神就曾经要知道呢你对神的家中的观念是什么
He spoke through Prophet Haggai thatThe people at that time, they were more concentrating on building their houses rather than the house of God.
他对哈该说那些那个时代人呢他们要建造自己的家而不是上帝的家。
Supernatural things are about to happen.
超自然事情将要发生。
The heavens are open.
天堂被打开了。
We are seeing clearer and clearer what came from heaven.
我们很清楚地知道呢从天堂来的是什么。
The concept of church does not run through the Bible.
所以对教会的观念呢再也不一样了。
But when Jesus came,
当耶稣来的时候,
He gave us clear understanding, wisdom and grace so that we can become wise master builders together with Him.
他给我们很清楚的知道跟恩典，使我们可以成为一个聪明的建筑师，像他这样。
So when He first cleansed the temple, He said, don't make my father's house a house of merchandise.
所以他第一个洁净圣殿的说，他说不要使我父亲的家呢，成为买卖的地方。
When He cleansed the temple,
他洁净圣殿,
He said, don't make my house of prayer.
他第二次说，他这是我是万国祷告的殿。
My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
他说我的殿必称为万国祷告的殿。
And this is very important.
所以这是很重要。
Because at the second time he cleansed the church.
第二次他洁净,
of Jerusalem.
这个耶路撒冷的圣殿的时候,
he acted as one.
他进入了,
will bring Jerusalem to its fulfillment of prophecy.
就是他把新的耶路撒冷借着预言,
And a new Jerusalem will begin to break out.
新的耶路撒冷要开始彰显。
This is called the church of God Most High.
这就是 讲到了万主的,
Spirits of righteous men made perfect.
这个公义的人呢被完全,
it's a place where nations will be decided on.
这就是这个万国呢都要做称为的,
are they goat nations or sheep nations?
这些万国要称为呢公羊的国,
standing before the judgment of Christ.
或者是绵羊的国, 在耶基督的审判桌面前,
I want you to lift your hands and begin to say with me.
把你举起的手开始跟我一起说,
Lord, I thank you.
神啊，我感谢你,
for giving me new insight.
给我新的观念,
into what is church,
知道教会是什么,
so that we will build the church that you want on this earth,
知道我们可以建立你要的教会在这个地上,
the kind of church that you're looking for,
就是你所要的教会,
the one that you first gave to the apostles,
你首先给使徒们的教会,
and today we come to you,
今天我们来到你面前,
for fresh new walk with you,
就是要重新的跟你行走,
this is the day to know by the Spirit what God has begun,
这个日子要知道呢, 借着圣灵,
how we can labor together with Him, more revelations of who Christ is,
更多的启示关于基督是谁,
reveal the Christ,
所以彰显启示基督,
reform the church,
然后改革教会,
rebuild the city,
重建城市,
because
因为呢,
He gave us the church as He built it,
他给我们教会当他建造的时候,
now He wants the church back as He gave it.
现在呢，他要得回这个教会。
I believe our eyes will be truly open.
我祷告我们眼目要被打开。
The only institution that will remain
唯一的机构能够保存留的
is part of the church.
就是属于教会的一部分而已。
The church in the kingdom
就是国度里面的教会。
Will be a church that there's no parallel to it.
就是呢, 不能够被比较的。
The church
教会,
as I read it for you, the church is church unusual.
教会的就是不寻常的教会。
This is church extraordinary.
这也是呢不凡的教会。
This is church on the move.
这就是行动的教会。
This is church for heavenly vision.
这是给天堂进入的教会。
This is church for extending the kingdom.
这是要扩展神国度的教会。
This is church impacting the world.
这是要影响世界的教会。
This is church for all nations.
这是给万国的教会。
What an amazing God who has great plans for us.
很奇妙的神, 祂有伟大计划给我们。
The church is a company of people.
这教会就是一群人,
who are born again.
重生的,
filled with the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵所充满,
and they are here to obey the command.
在这里他们要顺服神的命令,
there's a fresh command coming,
这新的命令要临到,
that we will make the house His holy habitation.
我们要使到神的家成为他的居所。
The church unusual
不寻常的教会,
is the house of God.
就是神的家。
The church unusual
不寻常的教会,
is the highway to heaven.
就是呢朝向天堂的大道。
The church is called a pillar of truth and righteousness.
教会就是真理的柱石还有公义。
The church has a position of stature and favor.
教会有它恩宠的地位跟属灵的。
The church cares for its own people.
教会要关心它的子民。
The church has power to change lives.
教会有能力来改变生命。
And governing grace to transform atmospheres.
还有呢，自治的恩典来改变整个氛围。
The church is the only institution.
教会是唯一的机构。
That has received the kingdom mandate.
能够领受国度的使命。
The church unusual will shut the gates of hell,
不寻常的教会要关闭仇敌的城门,
by opening up the heavens,
然后打开天堂,
so the heavens will be open,
直到天堂被打开,
so lift your hands this morning,
在今早上举起你的手来,
Father, we pray for thy kingdom,
天父祷告你的国度,
to come forth,
来出来,
our perception,
我们的观念,
will
洞察,
go to the next level,
会去到更高的阶层,
that we can see everything that you want to do,
我们可以看见你要做的一切,
and we will not stand in the way,
我们不要在, 挡在路中间。
We will do our part.
我们要做我们的属于我们的部分。
Labor in the way we should labor.
跟你一起的同工。
Thank you for all the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
感谢一切圣灵的恩赐。
That is coming down by the Spirit of God.
从神的圣灵赐给我们。
Distributing among those who desire and hunger for greater gifts.
分赐给那些呢渴慕那些更大伟大恩赐的人。
Heaven is going to open.
天堂要被打开。
Angels are ascending and descending.
天使呢要上上下下。
Because God wants to move strongly in our nation.
因为神要在我们国家大大的。
Father, I pray for Malaysia.
天父，为马来西亚祷告。
That she will bow before your presence.
他跪倒在你的面前。
That the chain of command will be established.
这个命令的锁链要被建立。
Let thy kingdom come.
让你的国度降临。
Let every race, religious,
让万族每个宗教
and regional politics come to an end.
每一个呢这种。种族极端的政治要停止。
You will use your church.
你要使用你的教会。
To extend your kingdom.
来扩展你的国度。
Until all the kingdoms of this world become the kingdom of our Christ, and He will rule forever.
让世界国度呢被成为我主耶稣基督的国度，他要永远作王。
Father, you said to Jesus,
"Sit at my right hand." 你坐在我的右手边。
Until I make all your enemies a footstool for your feet.
直到我使你的仇敌呢做你的脚凳。
And you introduce Jesus back to the Jewish nation.
然后他耶稣不是回到了犹太国国度。
The Lord has made him both Lord and Christ.
就是主呢，真的使到他成为呢主，还有国王。
Let all the house of Israel know for certain.
让所有的以色列人都知道。
That he is both Lord and Christ.
他就是主，他也是基督。
So a new introduction to the whole.
所以新的介绍。
Nation of Jews.
给所有的犹太国。
And Israel received her portion.
所以以色列要领受他的部分。
That the kingdom is now not hers, but for the kingdom of God to extend through the church.
他的国度呢，不是属于他自己的，是给神来使用。
We thank you that your supernatural grace to govern is here.
我们感谢你的超自然恩典来执政。
That we will have power to prevail.
我们有能力来胜过。
Over every sickness.
胜过一切疾病。
Over every disease.
胜过一切病境。
Over anything that's holding us back.
胜过一切呢要绊倒我们的。
Lord, give us a new day.
神啊，给我们新的日子。
A supernatural breakthrough.
超自然突破。
That will change our life forever.
能够永远的改变我们的生命。
Let this message go into our hearts.
这个信息呢进入我们的心中。
Until it is sealed.
直到呢它被印记。
Oh God, until it is sealed and consolidated within us.
直到它在里面成型成长。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的圣名。
All right. Let's continue on in 1 Samuel chapter 3.
那我们继续读呢撒母耳书的第三章。
1 Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记的第三章。
It's so important to know if the church is functioning well, the word of God must be there, and the Holy Spirit will come down.
如果呢，要教会呢，啊，能够操作的话，圣灵必须降临。
They know when to move.
他们知道几时要来应行行动。
1 Samuel chapter 3.
撒母耳记第三章。
He said, "Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord, and before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days, and visions were infrequent."
从此撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华，当那些日子耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
If you have good leaders, you have great time together.
如果你有好的领袖呢，你们有一起美好的时光。
Because God is joining our hearts one with the other to finish the assignment He gave to us.
神来连接每一个人的心呢，来完成他的使命。
1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1. Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord.
这时候呢，撒母耳记童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。
If truly your heart is free,
如果你的心是自由的。
If truly your heart is blessed,
如果你的心是得蒙福的。
It is easy to worship the Lord anywhere.
在任何地方呢，都可以很容易的
敬拜神。We got to become God conscious.
我们要来警戒神的同在。
We got to become not familiar with His presence, but clearly know that God is coming.
不是很熟悉他的同在，乃是很清楚的知道神在降临。
But the only problem was the priesthood was becoming corrupt.
但是唯一的问题，这个祭司呢开始贪污，开始腐败。
It was not serving the people before God.
他没有在神面前呢服侍他的子民。
The prophet serves the people from God.
先知呢要来侍奉神的子民。
And the priest,
祭司呢
，Eli was getting older.
啊，很年老了。
And he was become, his eyesight was begin to grow dim.
他眼目就昏花。
He could not see well.
看不分明。
But the Bible is very clear in the midst of an unpromising condition.
圣经很清楚地知道，在这种的环境当中呢。
That this young boy Samuel begin to rise.
这个童子的撒母耳开始兴起。
I'm praying for this day that the church leadership will have a Samuel type of anointing.
我祷告了，在这时候呢，教会的领袖
就 see the heavens open.
他们看见天堂被打开。
And live under an open heaven.
活在了敞开的天堂之下。
2020 has been the beginning of the double decade of open heavens.
2020年呢是双十年敞开天堂的开始。
I believe very strongly the word that has come from heaven.
我相信呢，从天堂来的话语
identifies for us the place we are receiving it is a place where heavens are open.
让我们知道，我们所领受这个话语的地方就是天堂打开的地方。
Thousands of people travel every year.
上千人每一年都来这里。
From where they are to where we are.
从万国来到我们这个地方。
So that they can go up to the place where we call home.
直到他们可以去到这个地方，叫做称为家的。
Beyond that, we help everyone to understand.
超过这一切，让每个人明白。
That God has positioned the church.
神人立定了这个教会。
With spiritual authority.
就是个属灵的权柄。
To take down the works of the enemy.
就是能够摧毁头
的。First judgment must begin in the house of God.
首先呢，这个审判从神的家中开始。
So Samuel was ministering to the Lord.
所以撒母耳呢，在服侍神。
He was available.
他在那里被神使用。
Accessible.
他可以被神
accountable,
他有这个问责
full of passion for the presence of God.
他对神的同在充满了热忱。
It is during his time that the word of God became blessed and abundance.
就是在他的日子呢，神的话语很多的，很丰盛的。
The scripture says in verse 19,
圣经告诉我们在第十九节
of the same chapter,
在同样的一章。
And Samuel grew and the Lord was with him and let none of his words fail.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的一句话都不落空。
All Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel had been confirmed as a prophet of the Lord.
从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。
And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh because the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将自己的话默示撒母耳。
God, I believe, is releasing this grace.
所以我相信神在释放这个恩典。
So that we can start young.
让我们可以从很年少开始。
Start as a young man, as an apprentice.
从少年开始做一个学徒。
And learn how to minister to the Lord.
懂得怎样侍奉神。
Learn how to establish your own life.
懂得怎样建立好你自己的生命。
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的大能。
We realize that Eli could not understand.
我们发觉到以利呢不明白这一点。
He could not perceive what was happening in his congregation.
他不能够察觉到他发生在群众的事情东西。
Because many years ago,
因为很多年前呢
，Hannah came into the temple.
这个哈娜呢来到圣殿。
And she began to ask God for a baby.
她开始请求神给她一个婴孩孩子。
Because she could not conceive the child.
因为那时候她不能够怀孕。
Then we can see, she said, "Look, I need a baby."
她就对神说了，我需要这个孩子。
Because of oppression in the home.
因为在家中所受到的逼迫。
The husband had two wives.
这个丈夫有两个妻子。
And though he loved Hannah well,
主要他爱 Hannah,
she did not conceive.
但是 Hannah 不能够怀孕。
First, she prayed for a child.
首先呢，为一个孩子祷告。
Because that's your next thing to do after you get married.
因为这是他结婚之后他要做的。
Raise up a child.
养大孩子。
A holy offspring.
就是一个圣洁的。
And then she dedicated the child.
然后他就把孩子献上给神。
To the house.
给神的家。
And as he grew in the house, Samuel grew in the house.
所以呢，撒母耳就在神的家殿中长大。
The Lord began to minister to him, and as he ministered to him,
神就开始了向他说话。当撒母耳向服在侍奉神的时候
，There's tremendous love in the heart of Samuel for the presence of God.
所以撒母耳心中对神的同在很渴慕。
The Bible says the key,
圣经告诉我们呢
，is to love His presence and practice His presence.
这个家。钥匙呢，就是要爱神的同在，要渴慕他的同在。
In the 7 months that God has given to us,
神所赐给我们这个七个月。
From Passover to Pentecost,
从这逾越节到五旬节。
To the Feast of Tabernacles,
然后到祝棚节。
Plus another 30 days,
加上了三十天。
That something sovereign will happen in our nations.
某些大有能力的事情要发生在我们的国家。
I pray it will start with you.
我祷告从你那里开始。
Because you're the grassroots.
因为你乃是草根。
That the water will reach you soon enough, fast enough, quick enough、
这个、
to mature you.
真的水呢会开始很快的流入到你那里，使到你很快速的成熟。
I believe the level of spiritual maturity that's going to come about in Isaac and all nation sanctuary and the churches that are hearing what God is saying.
万国圣殿和以撒网络教会都要很快的、快速的成长成熟。
Will be amazing.
他们这样很奇妙的。
We like the life of Samuel.
就好像撒母耳的时候时代这样。
Because of him, the word of God is no longer rare.
因为他呢，所以神的话语不再稀少。
The visions are not going to be infrequent; it will be in abundance.
所以末世呢，不再是稀少的，乃是很多的。
Even the young children will begin to hear what God is saying.
就算少年呢，开始听到神所说的话。
I see that God will use young children to speak to their parents to bring them in the ways of God.
我看见神呢，要对少年人说话，来带来神的话语，告诉他的父母亲。
I see children receiving visions of heaven.
我看见小孩子呢，领受从天堂来的异象。
with fascinating stories of their own.
就是他们本身自己的故事。
Because the heavens are open.
因为天堂被打开了。
The church must build under an open heaven.
教会必须被在一个敞开天堂底下建造。
But they were shutting down heaven from coming through.
但是他们不要关闭天堂，不能让天堂进来。
Was the father of the two sons,
就是呢，有两个儿子
who became priest in his path,
也是呢成为祭司
and what a bad succession it was. They were worse than anybody else.
但是他们真的是很糟糕的这两个孩子
But God said,
但神说
I'll raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and in my soul.
我自己本身要兴起另外一个祭司呢，是合我心意的
And I will build him an enduring house, and he will walk before me as my anointed.
我呢要借着他建造我自己的家，他会成为我的受膏者。
I believe this is God's desire.
我相信这就是神的心意。
To help you see the light of the church.
让你看见了教会的亮光。
And when you do that,
当你这样做的时候
，be the beginning of the second coming of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是呢，这个基督在这来临的开始了。
1,000 years have passed.
1,000年已经过去了。
And God is beginning to restore good men.
神就开始恢复好的人。
Men who are in the fivefold ministry.
那些呢有五大志士的人。
Men who have given their life to the ministry that God had given to them.
那些五大志士的完全来侍奉神的，委身给神的。
You can going to see a company of people that will rise that will walk in intimacy before God and hear what God is saying.
你会看到有一群人对神有这个很渴慕的亲密的关系，聆听到神所说的。
When you hear what the Holy Spirit is saying,
当你听到圣灵说了什么，
you begin to realize His emphasis has been on the church.
你就开始发觉到了神的不断的强调教会，
not just personal salvation,
不单是个人的救恩，
but bringing the church to the place of order.
乃是把教会呢带到他有秩序的地方，
under Melchizedek order.
借着了麦基洗特的层次，
when the order of Melchizedek comes into being,
在麦基洗特层次临到教会，
the word of the Lord will come down.
神的话语将会降临。
The prophecies will come down.
神的预言将会降临。
The truth will come down.
真理也会降临。
Light will come down.
亮光也会降临。
His presence will come down.
他同在也会降临。
And the Bible says that when He comes in this manner,
真理讲到当他这样的降临的时候呢，
I want to show you that God gives Himself completely to what He says.
我让你知道神完全委身于他所说的。
Many times we think that what God says is not true.
很多时候你以为神所说的不真实。
You may doubt what He says.
你可能怀疑神所说的。
But you cannot stop Him saying.
但是你不能停止拦阻神说。
Because as many as believe will be healed.
因为那些相信的将要得医治。
As many as hear His voice will be set free.
那些听到神的话语的，他得释放。
The church is built.
所以教会被建立。
In such a way.
就是用这样的方式。
There's only one parallel in the whole Bible that I can see that reflects what the church will be in the last days.
一个比喻呢，讲到了教会。在末后的日子是怎样的？
Something supernatural is going to happen.
所以某些超自然的事情将要发生。
Because your eyes is going to be open.
因为你的眼目要被打开。
I said your eyes is going to be open.
我说你眼目要被打开。
God is in this house of prayer.
神呢乃是在这个祷告的殿的当中。
I think one of the most important things at this moment of time, while you have the COVID-19 going on.
当你这个疫情的时候呢，在最重要的事情我们要做就是。
And nations who decide.
万国在决定。
At the last meeting.
在上一个会议
in the last minutes,
在最后一次最后一分
钟 deciding what to do,
才决定要做什么
when are we to open every department of work so that people can come and go back to normal life
直到人们可以打开的这个管制令直到人们可以重新回去做工
there's no new norm, it's always been there
没有新常态已经在那里了
if you do what is right
如果你做对的事情
in God's way
用神的方式
in God's time,
在神的时间
for God's purpose,
为了神的目的
with God's presence,
有神的同在
empowered by His power,
被他的能力所充满
then the people will be okay.
人们就会 OK 的
But when the system and structure is not established on what God is saying and what God is doing,
如果整个制度呢不是借着神所说的神所做的
we make the people vulnerable.
会使到人们呢很脆弱
I want you to turn with me if you can.
我要打开一个圣经呢
1 Kings chapter 18
列王记上的第八章
Sorry, 1 Kings 8
列王记上第八章
Verse 16 to 18
第十六到十八节
His name is is set there in his house
他的圣名呢被设定在他的家
The church has his name
教会有他的圣名
The house of God, the house of prayer, the house that Solomon built
Solomon 所建立的圣殿乃是称为
祷告的圣殿。
神把他的圣名放设定在那里。
Since the day that I brought you, my people Israel from Egypt, I did not choose a city out of all the tribes of Israel in which to build a house that my name might be there. But I chose David to be over my people Israel.
列王记上第八章十六节，他说：“自从我领我民以色列出埃及以来，我未曾在以色列各支派中选择一城建造圣殿以为我民的居所，但我拣选大卫治理我民以色列。”
He asked nobody to build him a house.
他没有叫任何人来建造他家。
But it was in the heart of my father David to build a house for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel.
乃是在大卫的心中呢，要建造。
But the Lord said to my father David, because it was in your heart to build a house for my name's sake, you did well. That it was in your heart.
耶和华却对我父大卫说：“你立意为我的名建殿，这意是甚好。”
I'm sure the last day church wants to be well pleasing in his sight.
最后末后的教会要讨神的喜悦。
The Bible said it was well that it was in your heart.
圣经讲到呢，在你的心中呢，这是意是甚好。
And God wants us to know His name is there.
神让我们知道了他圣名在那里。
His heart and His eyes are on the house of God.
他的心呢，他的眼呢，都被藏在那里。
So that the Lord said to him, I have heard your prayer and your supplication which you have made before me. I have consecrated this house which you have built by putting my name there forever. My eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
列王记上第九章第三节对他说：“你向我所祷告祈求的，我都应允了。我已将你所建的这殿分别为圣，使我的名永远在心中。我的眼、我的心也必藏在那里。”
The house of God became the operational base.
所以呢，神的家呢，是成为的这个行动的基地。
And now that God has come into the house,
现在神自己本身要进入这个家，这样
一个家。Something fresh is going to happen.
所以新鲜的事情将要发生。
In 1 Samuel chapter 3, it says the Lord boy was ministering to the Lord, and the heavens were opened above him.
所以撒母耳记上刚刚读到呢，撒母耳在神的家中侍奉神的，他在至上的天堂被打开。
The word from the Lord was rare in those days, and visions were infrequent.
在那个时候呢，那个神的话语稀少，末世很稀少。
It doesn't matter whether people know or
don't know. 不论人们知不知道。
But God is going to bring us into an understanding that the word of the Lord will not be rare.Visions will not be infrequent anymore.
神要让我们明白呢，他的意象还有他的话语呢，不再稀少了。
Because he wants you to see in the Old Testament there was a counterpart for the New Testament.
因为他让我们知道，在末旧约呢，乃是新约的影子。
The house of God, the temple of God,
就是神的家，还有神的圣殿。
Was going to become a pattern and a model for the church of God in the days ahead.
就要成为教会未来的模式，神的圣殿，要成为教会未来的模式。
The second coming of the church will become more and more visible.
教会第二次的来临呢，就会更加清楚知道。
1,000 years have passed for the apostolic cycle to come to an end.
直到了一个使徒系的循环也要停止了。
And after 2,000 years, we have been raised.
2,000 年我们真的兴起了我们。
Again into the same dimension of the prophetic and apostolic that God is speaking to us.
现在同样来到这神所要说。要给我们的使徒性还有先知性的层面。
His name was in the house.
所以呢，他的圣名被设定在家中。
His heart and his eyes were fixed on the house.
他的眼、他的心呢，被藏在那里。
His presence was in his house.
他的同在也在他的家中。
In 1 Kings 9:2,
列王记上第九章第二节。
The Lord appeared to Solomon the second time as he appeared to him at Gibeon.
耶和华就二次向所罗门显现，如先前在基遍地向他显现一样。
If you're truly God's ark,
如果你真的是
神的 if you're truly God's Tabernacle.
你真的是神的居所。
If we are truly the house of God,
如果我们真的是神的家
，His covenant is established with us.
他的盟约也会跟我们建立。
As your father and mother get committed to God,
作为父母亲呢，他们向神委身
，represent their children,
他们代表他们孩子
，and their grandchildren,
还有他们孙子
，so that all can worship the Lord.
让每一个人都可以来敬拜神。
Under one covenant called the new covenant.
借着一个盟约叫做新约。
God will not introduce a new covenant unless the first one has been fulfilled.
神不会介绍新的约，除非第一条约已经被完成了。
And so Jesus fulfilled everything that was needed to be fulfilled in the Old Testament and New Testament.
神就耶稣就完成了一切啊条约旧约的条件跟应许。
So that what is concerned the house will be a final end.
所以呢，对关于教会的一切呢，已经成了。
Say after me, His eyes.
跟我一起说他的眼。
His heart,
他的心,
His name,
他的圣名,
His presence,
他的同在,
His covenant,
他的盟约,
has been built for us.
这是他为我们建立的。
This is for those who are in His house, who belong to the house.
这是给那些呢属于神的家的，住在神的家的。
There I have set a place for the ark in which is the covenant of the Lord, which He made with our fathers when He brought them out from the land of Egypt.
神说呢，我也在其中呢，为耶柜预备一处。
One of the major reasons why the Temple of Solomon was built was so that the people don't have to go from one place to another, but have it fixed in Jerusalem.
人们不需要所罗门圣殿被建立，人们不需要伸出去，人们可以在一个地方，就是在耶路撒冷来敬拜神。
And God says, "You do well."
神说了，你做得很好。
When you want to build His house,
当你要建立我的家的时候，
even though He did not build, but God gave him the pattern.
神给他这个蓝图，
gave him the money,
给他这个金钱，
gave him the personnel,
给他这些人才。
And He took the pattern and gave it to His son.
他就把那蓝图赐给他儿子。
So that Solomon can build a house.
直到所罗门可以建造这个圣殿。
Then Solomon rose to the occasion.
所罗门就这样兴起来。
Solomon led the elders, the head of the household, and the people to meet with God of the house.
所罗门就带领这前族的族长。
Let's look at 1 Kings 8 verse 1.
那么打开了列王记上的第八章第一节。
All the men of Israel assembled themselves to King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethan, which is the seventh month. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands towards heaven.
那时所罗门将以色列长老和各支派的首领，并以色列的族长召集到耶路撒冷，要把耶和华的约柜从大卫城，就是锡安印上来。This
is a clear counterpart of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们主耶稣基督很清楚的这显示。We
call it a certain place became an awesome place.
我们称呼它为呢这个地方呢普通的地方成为一个可畏的地方。雅各说，
How awesome is this place?
这个地方是可畏的。
And I did not know it.
我不知道。
This is the house of God, and the highway of heaven. Just as God established the promises He promised them, He is establishing the church.
就好像神呢，应许了他们，神建立了教会。
The church is not only looking at the blessings, but also to overall fully represent Him on earth.
教会不单单是蒙福的，教会乃是要完全代表他的，在地上。
I believe it is beginning to become clearer and clearer that the church is an important base and body of operation.
就是很清楚的知道，教会呢就是神的行动的基地。
When we come back next week,
到我们下个礼拜回来的时候，
I'm going to show you how prayer is going to change your life.
我要跟你解释呢，祷告怎样改变了你的生命。
Not the ordinary prayer, but extraordinary prayer.
不是普通的祷告，是超自然的祷告。
Because His eyes is open towards His house.
因为他神的眼目呢，专注于神的家。
His ears hear what you're saying in the house.
他的耳朵要听到你在家中所说的。
There's an oath between man and God.
人跟神之间有一个盟约。
That if a man does this, God will set him free.
如果人这样做，神要释放他。
He said, if you ask God to forgive your sin, He will forgive your sin.
他说，如果你要请求神赦免你的罪，神就会赦免你的罪。
If you don't ask, it doesn't happen.
如果你不祈求，它不会发生。
Knock and it shall be opened to you.
你叩门，他就给你开门。
Seek and you shall find.
你寻找，你就寻见。
Ask and you shall be given.
你要祈求，他就会给你。
And if you ask for fish, He will not give you snake.
如果你祈求鱼呢，他不会给你蛇。
The power of prayer and worship.
所以呢，祷告跟敬拜的能力。
Intensify the atmosphere in the house.
就是能够搅动了这神的家中的氛围。
First, it changes the nature of your spirit.
首先呢，改变了你灵的性情。
So that the frequencies are accurate.
使到你的频率呢是准确的。
That's what you must see. You must take advantage of what the house is all about.
这就是你必须看见的，你必须看见的这神的家中这个优势。
If in my house there's pumpkin soup,
如果我的家中呢有这个金瓜汤,
and you don't have, and I invite you to come,
你没有的话呢，我邀请你来吃喝。
When you come into the house, you get all the blessing.
你就来到我家中，你会得到所有的祝福。
But no matter how much I tell you,
但是不论我告诉你多少,
when you don't respond to coming into the house,
但是如果你没有回应呢，回应了邀请来到神的家,
when these are the provisions in the house, you will not receive it.
这个就是家中的供应，所以你没有来，你就受不到。
Jesus said, "I'm building the church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it."
耶稣说：“我在建立我的教会啊，这个阴间的城门不能胜过它。”
Maybe we should turn to that chapter before we round up to this morning.
当我们还没有结束的时候，可能我们看那个章节。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音的16章。
God is going to cleanse the church twice.
神要呢。 两次洁净圣殿。
First, in the first beginning,
首先第一个开始。
Then one at the end of his ministry.
另外一个就是在他事工的结束的时候。
But the first word he said about my father's house shall not be a house of merchandise.
第一个，耶稣讲到了我的父亲的家不是买卖的地方。
The second one said my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations.
第二个，耶稣所讲，第二句他所讲就是我家。
Of all the things they asked Jesus to explain and teach them was teach us how to pray.
他们要求耶稣教导他们讲祷告，因为耶稣说我的教会要成为祷告的地方。
Because who he who know how to talk to God can talk to anybody.
那个能够跟神说话的人可以跟任何人说话。
If God give you an audience,
如果神给你一个观众
，and the audience of one, and you stand before him, and you can still talk.
那个观众如果一个的在他面前，你还可以讲话。
And negotiate.
然后来跟神谈判。
You be like Moses, the mediator.
就好像摩西能够来。
You be like Jesus, who
谈判者。
Whom the Father hears always.
就好像耶稣这样，天父不断聆听他的祷告。
So I submit to you.
所以告诉你们。
That if you want your life to change.
如果你要你生命改变。
Let us return home.
让我们回家吧。
You know, in this COVID-19.
在这个新冠肺炎的当中。
People cannot run out of their houses.
人们不能够从你家中被逃跑。
This lockdown has caused.
他们被管制了，留在家中
了。The virus will come to an end.
这使到这个病情呢结束。
Because people are no longer moving around to spread it.
所以人们不能够跑来跑去，走来走去。
But how long will we carry on like this?
但是我们要留在这样的地步几久？
If we carry on the way we are going,
如果我们继续下去。
In our country, we will just lose a lot of resources.
在我们国家呢，我们就会失去很多的资源。
People will lose their jobs.
人们会失去工作。
People have lost their jobs.
人们很多人呢已经失去了工作。
Because if you don't work, you don't get paid.
因为如果你不工作，你就没有薪水了。
If you don't get paid, you got to eat up whatever is around you.
如果你没有薪水的话呢，你会坐吃山空啊。
It'd be too late to think about gardens.
所以呢，我们就很不能够想
到
想到别不能够想到别的东西啊。
We gotta have cash to make sure we can proceed on.
你必须里面呢有现金啊，能够继续下去。
But I want you to know.
但是我你知道。
That the Lord Jesus Christ is building.
主耶稣所建立的。
His church.
他的教会。
As Solomon was building the temple.
就好像所罗门建立圣殿这样。
One man was given the wisdom to build.
一个人呢，神给他智慧的建造。
He asked for wisdom to rule over his people.
他请求神给他智慧来统治神的子民。
But the Lord Jesus is giving us wise master builders,
就给了我们好像个聪明的工头
so that the house of God can be built.
使到我们有智慧怎样建造他的家。
There's incredible promises.
这是很大的应许啊。
That if you join well,
如果你好好的跟他同工
with what God is establishing as His house,
跟神一起建立了要在他家中的
you'll always have a place.
你就会有你的地方
a place of belonging.
一个属于的地方
a place to go to,
一个你要去能够去回去的地方
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名
incredible oath between man and God was sealed inside the house
就是神跟人的盟约呢在神的家中呢被印记了
God is watchful
神在看着
attentive towards what happens in his house
他在注意着他家中发生了什么事情
Solomon prayed that your eyes may be open towards this house night and day towards a place which you have said my name shall be there forever to listen to the prayerwhich your servant shall pray towards this place.
所罗门祷告说主啊你的眼目要打开不断地关注于你的圣殿所发生的。
You know that God is faithful.
你知道神是
what he promised he will do.
他所应许他会行出来。
And when he does what he promised,
如果他做他所应许的
our life will be fulfilled.
他的应许他行出来我们的生命将得成就。
In the same way there's a comparison with the house of God.
同样的在神的家也是这样。
The church that he is building.
他所建立的教会
He said, Blessed are you, Simon Barjuna, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
他说是因为巴耶拿你是有福的不是属血肉的启示给你乃是我天父所启示给你的。
So we have the Father involved.
所以我们的天父在参与。
The Holy Spirit involved.
圣灵也在参与。
Jesus involved.
耶稣也在参与。
And now he's looking for another partner.
现在他寻找另外一个伙伴。
Called the church.
就是教会。
I'll build my church.
我要建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell will not overpower it.
阴间的城门不能够胜过它。
I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
我给你天国的钥匙。
And whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven.
你在地上所捆绑的在天上要捆绑。
Whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven.
把你在地上所释放的在天上也要释放。
You know, it's just amazing.
所以很奇妙。
In verse 28, he said, Truly I say to you, there are some of those who are standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
28节他说我是在告诉你们站在这里的有人在没尝死味以前必见人子降临在他的国里。
So you're speaking to his disciples.
所以他在跟他门徒说
Some of you standing here before me will not see death until you see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
他说站在这里的有人在没尝死味以前必看见人子降临在他的国里。
And 6 days later he took them up to the mountain.
然后六天过后呢，他带他们在山上去。
And his face began to shine.
然后他眼睛就转。
With the glory of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他的面目呢就变相了。
His garment became as white as light.
然后他的衣裳就好像。
Behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him.
摩西跟以利亚就出现了，跟他一起交谈。
What a blessed experience!
乃是一个很蒙福的经历。
But it's to prove the point that he is coming forth in his kingdom.
意思是说他的国度已经降临了。
Jesus is coming forth in his kingdom.
耶稣的国度已经被发现出来了。
The glory of God within Jesus is coming forth.
神的荣耀在耶稣里面呢要发出来了。
And this is important for you to realize.
这是很重要你要发觉到呢。
That Christ is in us.
基督我们里面的基督。
The hope of glory filling the whole earth.
乃是荣耀的盼望要充满
全地。Christ in you.
你在里面的基督。
So if there's a manifestation of the sons of God in the Son of God.
所以呢有耶稣的彰显在众子当中。
The manifestation of the Son of God in the sons of God.
众子耶稣的彰显呢在众子当中。
You realize that there's going to be a quick acceleration of the Holy Spirit.
你发觉到有圣灵的快速的运行。
When you become God conscious.
当你呢很警觉神的同在。
Rather than sin conscious.
而不是呢一直不断觉醒。
God consciousness is the power that will guide you back into the throne room of God.
察觉神的同在会带领你回到神的宝座面前。
The power of prayer.
就是祷告的大能。
The prayer of the saints.
圣灵圣徒的祷告。
The prayer of apostles.
使徒们的祷告。
Are going to be important prayers that we need to hearken to.
是很重要的祷告我们要聆听的。
Because by prayer.
因为乃是借着祷告。
You're establishing yourself.
你在建立你自己。
To be in a position of power.
再来到一个有能力的地位。
To prevail.
来得胜。
And power.
然后有这个能力。
And grace to govern.
有这个恩典去执政。
Let's stand to our feet this morning.
今天早上让我们站立起来。
We thank God that He's making this house.
我们感谢神，他使到这个家。
To become His house.
成为他的家。
And you people to become His people.
你们的他的子民成为他的子民。
A new day is beginning to dawn on All Nations Sanctuary.
新的日子已经开始在万国圣殿。
A new day is dawning on all the Isaac churches around the world.
新的日子开始在以撒网络教会。
It's happening in every church that is responsive to what God is saying.
在每个回应神所说的教会身上。
Because He said, "You will not see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom."
他说你会看见人子降临在他的国里。
You will see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom.
你要看见人子降临在他的国里。
So Peter, John, and James were totally delighted to see what's happening.
所以彼得、约翰跟雅各他们很兴奋看到所看见的。
They knew that God was. He was speaking about the glory of God, the Father that He carries.
他们讲到了这个就是神的荣耀，耶稣所带着的。
For you and I,
你跟我呢
？As we become part of what God is doing,
当你成为我神所做的一部分的
时候 ，the same words refers to us.
同样的话也会发生在我们身上。
We will not want to taste death until we see the Son.
我们不会尝死味，直到我们看见人子
coming forth
降临。
From this coming forth in His kingdom,
在他的国里
and I believe very strongly that our understanding of the church will change.
所以我们对教会的理解呢，将也会改变。
We're not going back to the old.
我们不要回到过去。
We're going forward towards Zion.
我们乃是朝向了西安。
That's why you got to understand the concept of the two houses, the house of God in the New Testament and the house of God in the Old Testament.
所以你必须明白呢，这两个开神的家的两个开呢，一个在旧约的家，一个在新约的家。
Both functions differently.
两个的不同的运作方式。
One.Functions under the order of Aaron and the Levites.
一个呢，在亚伦还有利未的祭司之下。
The other functions under the high priesthood ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, called the Melchizedek order.
另外一个呢，就是我主耶稣基督的那种麦基洗特的制度。
If you don't know what church is all about,
如果你不懂教会是什么
，then it's time for you to read.
现在你要来阅读。
It's time to learn.
现在要来学习。
It's time to unlearn what you think is church.
现在呢，要重新学习你关于你的教会。
And relearn what the Holy Spirit is saying.
关于圣灵所教导你的教会是什么
？Father, we thank you that your eyes is upon your house.
天父，感谢你的眼目在你的家中。
And you will meet us there.
你要在那遇见我们。
Your eyes is fixed to bless the church.
你的眼目呢，要专注，要祝福你的教会。
That every spiritual blessing has been blessed on us in the spirit.
一切属灵的福气，他都赐给了我们。
A new day is beginning.
新的日子已经开始了。
Let this new day take us into a new ways.
让这新的日子呢，我们走新的方式。
Let this new day become the days of wisdom.
让这新的日子成为呢，
understanding,
智慧的日子，理解的日子。
And the fast flowing river of revelation.
还有快速的涌流的启示。
We thank you right now, God, our people.
主啊，你要保护你的子民。
Strengthen their faith.
直到他们信心加强。
So that as God did to David and Solomon.
就好像神对
大卫 in the raising of the temple,
和所罗门这样，当他们建立神的
圣殿的时候，
会成为我们很好的例子。
To build his house,
来，现在建立你的家
，and his glory will come,
然后你的荣耀会降临。
ask for wisdom.
我们请求你给我们智慧,
rule over his people.
来治理你的子民,
because at the end of the day, God is interested in his people, not just the systems.
因为最终日子, 神对他的子民很有兴趣, 而不是整个制度。
So let your heart be enlarged towards God's people.
所以让你的心意被敞开,
that you might serve him with great carefulness.
但是你要有很小心的来侍奉,
because he is a consuming fire.
因为神是个烈火,
he is holy.
他是个圣洁的,
this morning we present to him our worship.
今天早上我们把我们敬拜呈现给你,
and say we'll worship you only,
说我们要单单敬拜你,
and serve you only,
单单地服侍你,
because you are God and you are great,
因为你是神, 你是伟大的,
and you've been good to us,
你对我们是好的,
we bless you right now,
我们祝福你这时候,
guard us and protect us as we remain true to you,
祝福我们, 保护我们, 让我们继续对你忠心,
let your spirit cause all the needs to come to an end,
使到一切的需要都得到满足,
that we will have more than enough,
我们是超过需要的一切,
more than enough to give away,
然后我们可以奉献出去,
in this time of need for others,
在这个需要的时刻,
we thank you,
我们感谢你,
we expect your presence to continue to minister to us,
我们期待你的同在继续地来跟我们说话,
thank you Lord Jesus,
感谢你主,
thank you Holy Spirit,
感谢圣灵,
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的圣名,
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.